We've got a big tree in our front yard, and I'm not exactly sure what kind of tree it is, but it's a big old tree, and every fall, the leaves turn super bright yellow for 3 days. It's the only tree in the neighborhood that does this, and I'm sure there's other trees of this variety that do this, but it's the only one around where we live that does this. So it's kind of cool. You're driving down our street, and you see this explosion of yellow leaves, and it's really bright yellow. I can't really overstate how bright yellow these leaves are, and the picture doesn't really do it justice, but I wanted to try and capture that sense of these really bright yellow leaves in front of these really bright yellow leaves that kind of stand out from everything else. And so with my 50 millimeter lens on, I wanted to get a picture of the tree. Well, it's tough to do that with the narrow angle of view, and so I had to back way up, and I kept on going back and back. I went back like probably a half block, and by then there were other things in the way. There was like a power line in the way and some other houses and stuff, and even if I stepped back from the tree that far, there's still – it barely fit in the frame. So you had no sense of context for this tree, this yellow tree. You couldn't tell what was around it, and it didn't really give the sense that it was anything special. So how do you capture that sense of this tree with the bright yellow leaves in a photo then with a 50 millimeter lens? Well, my solution was to take the opposite approach and go way in and just take a photo of a couple leaves. I think it worked okay, and I had to decide a couple solutions for this. One was how to frame these leaves so that it's not just a mass of yellow filling the frame. It looks like someone scribbled all over the picture with a highlighter. So I decided to frame it with another tree in the background. And if you look on the left-hand side, well, what you see in the photo is on the right, there's a cluster of leaves. There's like three or four yellow leaves, and behind them is all the green blurred out background, which is another tree. It's a neighbor's oak tree, which hadn't yet turned brown, and it still had some leaves on it. And you can see some spots where the sun was, or the sky was poking through. So I thought that worked okay to frame these yellow leaves within the context of more greenery, so you could get a sense of contrast, that these yellow leaves really stood out from what was around it. Another issue was the depth of field. I shot this at f2.8, so it's nice and shallow, and you get just these couple leaves in the foreground in focus, and the rest is really nice and blurred out. If you shot, or if I shot at f4 or f8 or a smaller aperture, more leaves would have been in focus, and it would have been hard to distinguish what you were supposed to look at. And even as it was, there were some issues with taking this photo. I shot this at ISO 200 because I really wanted a nice clean picture with as much color information free of noise as possible. I think I shot this in aperture priority at 320th of a second. That means it was nice and fast, but there was a lot of wind, and you'll notice in the photo, there's really only one leaf that's in focus, which is not what your eyes initially see. Of these three main leaves, the one on the bottom is mostly in focus. The one in the middle, which your eyes are drawn to, is actually out of focus a little bit because it was moving. And if you look at the one that's kind of going vertical on the right-hand side, that one's kind of blurry because it was just too windy. So it was hard for the camera, for the autofocus, to really get a good lock on and stay on, and also deal with the wind. I'm not entirely pleased with this photo as a result. I'd like to go back next year and retake a similar one. But for now, it's decent. I'm okay with it. And if nothing else, it taught me a little bit about how to do this type of photography and what to look for when I'm taking pictures of leaves like this.